Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're about to have a great visit with our good friend Gary Moore. Gary is the author of Faithful Finances 101, and he is the guy we turn to when we want to get smarter about investing and about the relationship between Wall Street and Main Street, which is becoming increasingly tense, in my opinion. And also the author of Spiritual Investments, and he's our good friend Gary Moore. Welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim.
And an original founding member of our Brain Trust. You got a 15-year anniversary coming up soon, Gary.
Been here a long time, Jim. I can't believe we're getting older.
I know. Hey, Gary, when I have traveled over the years to South America, to the Middle East, to Europe, Scandinavia, the islands, different places that I've traveled, One thing I remember noticing while I was in those places, in every one of those places I just mentioned, I didn't see many fat people.
Right.
But I did see a lot of people walking. I saw a lot of people riding their bikes. And I mean, bicycles everywhere in a lot of those places. But I didn't see a lot of fat people. I also didn't see, in most of those places, I didn't see a place to buy food on every corner.
Right.
Very little fast food, not many 7-Elevens, that kind of thing, in any of those places like we have in America. Is that, and now we're hearing people talk about this epidemic of obesity in America. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Jim. I'm actually writing a new book to be called The Money Bible, and that's one of the things I focus on. As what we see is increasing prosperity leads to increasing waistlines. Yeah. And I was actually one of those, Jim. I've actually lost 40 pounds
Wow. In
the last probably year and a half.
Wow.
And my doctor wants me to lose another 20. I'll be back down to my high school weight.
Wow. How about that?
You know, I used to enjoy the burgers and fries and so on. And I grew up on a farm, Jim, where
yep.
we had to eat hearty meals.
That's right.
And
a lot of calories.
I have a taste for that. That's what I call comfort food. And
it's,
one of the things you find out about food is it's not just a hunger thing. There's a lot of emotions involved
mm-hmm.
in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, sitting at a desk as an author and an investment counselor, I just got obese. I mean, that's the word for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was killing, literally killing me, Jim. The Economist magazine recently did a special edition called the Big Picture on the costs of obesity in our healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that they've found out is that the latest estimate is that 18% of premature deaths are caused by being overweight. It exacerbates diabetes, which runs in my family. My mother suffers from it. Depression exacerbates that. Almost everything you can think of, surgeons will tell you that if you have surgery, if you're obese, you're going to run a lot higher risk
mm-hmm.
of having complications. Everything that happens
joints,
in your life,
it affects your hips and knees.
That's exactly right. And here's the real problem.
Your feet.
What you're now saying is, and one of the problems is it used to be an American problem, it's now becoming a global problem. Mexico, for example, its rate of obesity just recently exceeded as a percentage of the population that of the United States.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
Yes, and what the Economist said is it's specifically because we have shipped our colas and fast foods and stuff down there, and they're no longer eating the basic Mexican
mm-hmm.
diet. Everybody wants to be like America,
mm-hmm.
and it's really not good for them, Jim. And that's one of what we call the contradictions of capitalism that I'm trying to deal with in the book and work out.
Well, the Mexico thing surprises me. But it's amazing, folks. If you travel to other countries, you don't see this, but you do see people walking. You see grandmothers riding their bicycle down the street to the market. You don't see, you know, her taking the car or somebody doing it for her. She literally is on the bicycle. This, you know, an 80-year-old woman riding a bicycle, and it's amazing how that looks. And then you come back to America, and there's food every time you can walk 3 feet on either side and buy food. And we wonder why America is having an issue with weight. We're going to come back and talk about what that costs. And also, is the government contributing to this? After these messages, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, right back with Gary Moore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.